Against all odds, comes a totally unexpected part of Scripture, even though he has said it over and over, even though it's something that is beyond what we might expect. In John chapter 20, now comes the morning. Where is Jesus? Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Well, Peter and John then run to the tomb. They went out. Peter went out with the other disciple, and they, as they were going toward the tomb, they both were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stepping back to stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there. But he did not go in. The tomb was empty. Simon Peter, following him, came and went to the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But there's another appearance. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped in to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Well, so supposing, she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now comes a confusion of grief and wonder. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Well, supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus calls her name. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Don't cling to me, for I've not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Jesus then was ready to appear to the other disciples. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, listen to these words, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Against all odds, what has happened? Jesus is our salvation. Jesus is faithful to his words. Our salvation is in Christ. Well, why is the resurrection so important to us? Because it proves what Jesus had said. The ruler of this world has no claim on Jesus. That means when we are in Christ, the ruler of this world has no claim on us. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Is that your truth today? That whoever believes in him may have eternal life? Is that your truth? As you think about what Jesus had said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And these words in Philippians tell us the story in a nutshell. Even as Christians are told to be humble like Jesus, Paul says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We were already told in John 5:24 that these words, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. Do you believe? John 6:29, Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. John 6:40 says, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:47, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. And John 6:47 there too, as I read. John 10:10, this is our enemy. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That is what Jesus wants for us. So in John 11, he had said to Martha, before her brother was raised from the tomb, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Martha was there grieving the death of her brother. Many of us have grieved family members, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, sisters, brothers, children, those that shouldn't have died but did. Jesus said he would rise from the tomb. That's exactly what he did. Jesus said they would see him in a bit. That's exactly what happened. Now Jesus sits at the right hand of God, interceding for us, for our life and salvation. The greatest promise ever made. The perfect will of God completed. Our salvation made sure in Christ. He is our resurrection and our life.